Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable. So if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a netball show with Flyhawk. England netball star Eleanor Cordwell has become an ambassador and also a stakeholder in innovative sports bar company Marie. Eleanor joins us now alongside Marie Thomas Welland, founder of the company. I suppose the first question is, you founded the company, didn't you, Marie, back in 2018, and almost that need for a sports bar that really supported people when they took part in a sport?
Absolutely, yes. I was a keen sportswoman myself. I mean, obviously, nowhere near the standard of Eleanor. But, you know, I was always really interested in sports and, you know, having a chest myself, I got very curious about why I could never kind of find my perfect sports bra and could see a lot of women or a lot of my girlfriends kind of dropping out of sport as they were growing up. And so, you know, very quickly realized how important sports kit was for women to be able to perform their sport and not have to drop out. And that it wasn't really being catered for as much because it doesn't affect men maybe, but it's really important to bring attention to women's clothing. And so that was kind of what I wanted to do and make sure that we get women the support that they need to perform at their best.
And we say support, but it'd be so much more than that leading into the final product that we see today. Talk me a little bit about the overall development over the years.
Absolutely. So I went on to Loughborough University to study sports engineering. So it's kind of more the product side of sport, again, continuing my love of sport. And so I was fortunate enough to start testing the performance of sports bras under lab conditions while at the university for some of the biggest brands in the world. And quickly realized that A, not a lot of people did this, and B, when they did, they were kind of concentrating on reducing downwards motion of breasts only, which, you know, also is very important. But your boobs do move in a figure of eight when you're running. So, you know, it's important to stop it from all aspects. And so I used to kind of give feedback to the brands to say, you know, why don't you put something over the top of the chest to stop upwards motion? But that kind of never came to fruition. They were a really big brands, so maybe it never made its way back up the food chain. But I decided one day that I would buy a belt from a charity shop. I adapted it to make it a curvy shape to suit the shape of my body and went for a run, and I could feel how much of a difference it made. So that's where I was like, right, I've got to do this to help not just myself, but other women out there, and develop the first sports bras with overband technology integrated into the bra.
Eleanor, you previously spoken about your physical struggles with sports bras in the past. So when something like this came to you, how did you feel?
I think it was a really natural partnership and relationship that we formed, like together, me and Mary. Obviously, I'd gone through my own journey, really being affected by sports bras and not feeling comfortable, certainly not feeling confident in myself. And that was due to the sports bras that I was wearing and at training having to like being in pain when I'm warming up, having to hold my chest down and like not being able to catch the ball because I'm like concentrating too much and how much pain I'm in. So I've been on my own journey with that, and Mary really, like, they reached out and they really helped me. They were like the first company really to help me at the start. Like, they helped me get fitted. I realised I was wearing completely the wrong size sports bra to start off with. So that was an awesome learning curve. And they've also just like helped me learn so much about sports bras and how important it is. So the fact that they wanted to create this partnership really meant a lot to me, because it's more than just a partnership. It's trying to help other women, other young girls, feeling confident in themselves, feeling like they can continue with sport because they have the right equipment. At the end of the day, you're not going to turn up to a netball game without trainers on, so why would you not turn up without the correct sports bar on? So, I was incredibly honoured that they wanted to work with me, and also proud of myself for the journey that I've come on to like now have this community of sports bras experts all around me, which I just love.
And you've said it just then, but obviously feeling comfortable when you're playing gives you that better overall performance, doesn't it? You don't need to worry about that aspect.
Yeah, definitely. You've got so many other things to worry about in netball. Like, there's so many different components. So if you've got your sports bra and your boobs locked down and loaded, ready to go, then you don't have to worry about that at all. And it gives you a bit more brain capacity to think about the tactics and the technical aspects of netball. So yeah.
Speaking to other players, obviously not just in Australia, but over here as well, was it something that they also faced?
Definitely. I obviously have felt it a lot more because I am a larger-chested woman, and there are certainly other netballers out there and other athletes who I know who have the same barrier and they just don't know where to go. In fact, one of my teammates actually texted me this morning saying, "Eleanor, I haven't bought a sports bra in 6 years. Help me. What do I do?" So I've said I'll go with her to one of the shops in Melbourne to help her with her journey. So there are so many. I feel like the majority of netballers, I fitted the Mateen Melbourne Mavs the other week, and I think one girl out of our 15 was wearing the right size. So I think that had a big impact on them, that they're like, right, okay, I think I need to educate myself here. Especially because with high performance, it's the 1%ers that can really make the difference on court. So if this is the 1%, then they're willing to, they want to be better. So yeah.
Marie, Ellen has just said then possibilities that the range is available worldwide. Yes. As well. What other products are in the range?
So we have 4 sports bras at the moment. We started with 2, but we've now increased to 4, and we've got another one coming very soon. And so, yeah, we have 2 high-impact bras, 1 medium to high-impact bra, and then also a seamless bra, which is kind of more for recovery, everyday gym wear. So we do have quite the range there, you know, especially if you are someone who prefers or doesn't prefer underwire, if you want racer back. And, you know, we've got basically a sports bra for as many needs as we possibly can to help as many women as we possibly can, because as you well know, there's not one sports bra out there that'll suit everybody, and so everybody has different needs. So it's trying to, as best as possible, cater for as many women as we can.
Ellen, you're obviously not only an ambassador, but an investor too. So alongside Millie Bright as well, females really supporting a female business?
It's incredible. I mean, we love reaching as many women out there and trying to, I don't know, make the women the best as they can be and make them be heard and seen out there in a very male-dominated industry. So the fact that Marie all went into work with us, it means a lot. And obviously with Millie, she reaches a lot in the sporting world. She's an incredible football player for the Lionesses and stuff. So yeah, it's a really exciting journey, especially for a small business. Yeah, it's an exciting journey, and I can't wait to see where this goes.
Yeah, we're super excited to partner with Elna and Millie as well, because not only are they both women at the top of their game and, you know, just incredible sportswomen and role models, but also they're women who, they're strong women who are not afraid to, like, speak up about issues. And, you know, Elna started her whole sports bra journey and how we came across each other, because she was calling out to say, I can't find my perfect one. You know, the industry is not catering for the right people. And so we're like, we love this. This is exactly what we kind of want to see from other women, is about speaking out and, like, let's make, like, lift each other up and make the world a better place. And that's why we love partnering with our athletes.
Elle, I've got to ask you, and sorry for asking, but how did you find Delta last weekend?
Delta was incredible. I would say I haven't heard of her. Obviously, she's very Australian, but she was a very good entertainment. Her singing was unbelievable. And I think that's awesome for netball to have that in, like, a round one game, to have such a superstar come and perform for us. It really sets a standard for the rest of netball and is great, like a great start in on where the sport can go, and especially Melbourne Mavs.
Especially over here as well, we're obviously seeing more games in arenas. So I've got to admit, though, knowing our luck, we'll probably end up with some wussy singer who does ballads pre-game and not somebody of her stature. But just the fact that more and more games taking place in arenas, more crowds, it's what we want to see and what's needed over here.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's an awesome stepping stone for netball in England. Obviously, they've seen what we can do in Australia. Round one in Australia had the best attendance they've had so far. They hit records. Yeah, so yeah, it's incredible. And I've seen how many fans are turning up for the Super League back home. And it makes me really excited for the sport and for the future of England netball. And I'm watching the games and I'm seeing what's going on and I'm seeing the progress all the athletes are making now that they're professional. And yeah, it's just so exciting. And the more investors we can get in the sport and the more sponsors that we can reach and fans that will turn up and show up at all the games, means the sport's only going to grow even more and more and reach more people.
A bold new era of netball has arrived. The Netball Super League is back and better than ever. Witness every second of the power, the fight, the last gasps, the unmissable moments, and the pure thrill of the game. This season, we're bringing our sport to more arenas, more fans, and more homes with every match broadcast live. So join us. Don't miss a single second of the brand new Netball Super League.
We maybe obviously don't have as much info to hand on how things are with you at the minute over here. So all we see is you've had further surgery on your knee.
Yeah.
Go on, sorry, maybe, is there any more news that you can share with us on that?
I'm very open and transparent with my injuries. I don't like to keep secrets. I mean, netball gossip gets around anyway, so it's a very
feel free. Everyone, go on then.
Yeah, everyone knows each other. So yeah, I had surgery in October. My meniscus became detached at the root and the other one snapped in half, so it was very painful. I also tried to push myself through the Australia series. Got one quarter in me and I was like, absolutely not. That is not a go for me. And I was thinking about the future of my career and yeah, okay, wanted to play in a test series, but at the end of the day, it means nothing in comparison to a Comm Games, a World Cup and SSN. So made a decision, went home, flew home the next day, had surgery. I don't feel like people realised that was going to be a 6-month journey. I think people just thought I was going to be out for 6 weeks and that was, and I'll be right as rain. But because it became detached, it was a big one. So unfortunately, I was literally 3 weeks away, maybe 4 weeks away from playing. I was so close to getting on court and playing last weekend, just gone. And I was in a session with the girls and I just did a change of direction and I felt it instantly. And it was a similar feeling to before. So unfortunately, the surgery didn't work. Only half of it worked. So that meant I had to go back in and have another surgery 2 and a bit weeks ago now. And yeah, it's not as long as, no way near as long as the recovery this time. Hopefully I'm going to be back for some of the season. We don't know when. I'm not putting a date on it. I keep saying it's embargoed because I don't want to put the pressure on myself, on the team around me to get me back. I'm looking at the bigger picture. I want to have a bigger future in netball and try and reach new heights. So at the end of the day, I want to get a gold medal at Commonwealth Games. So yeah, that is my goal, and we'll do whatever we can to get me back out there.
Let's end the Zoom on happy thoughts. Marie, where's the best place to discover, obviously, more about the range?
Yeah, you can head to marie.com. We do free online fittings on there as well. So if you're unsure about what size you want, then you can book on there for no problem whatsoever. And then we ship worldwide. And like Eleanor said, we do have our very first shop in Melbourne and we've just opened one in London as well. So if you are someone who prefers to shop in person, then you can go to She Science in Melbourne or you can go to Run and Become in London as well. But yeah, we are online, so you can take a look at us there. And we have lots of educational topics and things that we cover on our social media and Instagram as well. We've tried to have pop-up shops and stuff whenever we can. But yeah, at the moment, you can find us online and in those kind of two retail locations as well.
More information, mwarwe.com. Thank you both for your time today.
Thank you so much for having us.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.